歡迎大家嚟到第46次我哋海濱事務委員會九龍荃灣同葵青嘅工作小組嘅會議啦。咁啊，首先就係歡迎大家啦。咁我就想有啲委員咧係網上參與嘅，或者請阿 Nelson 同大家報一報好嘛 ？Nelson 嚇，
好唔該曬 Chair Lady。係我哋咧目前有兩位咧 members 係。透過 online 去參加的就是 Mr. Paul Zimmerman 和 Mr. Mac Chan， 係唔該曬 Chair Lady。
好，唔該曬 Nelson。咁咧，另外就想同大家講下，有啲 official members 咧就係代表參加嘅，就係Miss Leonie Lee 啦 ，Commissioner for Harbourfront Development Commissioner for Harbourfront Development Bureau。咁佢咧就係代Mr. Gary Poon Deputy Secretary Planning and Lands One attend 嘅，咁啊另外Mr. John Mack 就係Senior Manager of the Tourism Commission， 咁咧佢就係代Miss Elsa Hong Assistant Commissioner for Tourism Two 嚇，歡迎。咁另外就係Mr. Vincent Chow 係Senior Engineer Kowloon District Central 嘅 Transport Department 嘅，咁佢就係代Mr. Gary Wong Chief Engineer Chief Traffic Engineer Kowloon 參與嘅，咁最後就係Mr. Patrick Hui 就係 Senior Engineer Two of Civil Engineering and Development Department 嘅，咁佢咧就係代Mr. Karen Young Chief Engineer South One 係參加今次嘅會議嘅。咁另外有啲委員就 send 咗 apologies 嚟唔到啦，咁我就唔逐一講佢哋嘅名啦。咁咧我哋可以而家正式就進入會議嘅議程第一項啦，就係confirmation of the minutes of the 45th meeting。咁啊呢一個係之前呢個 minutes 嘅 draft 咧已經係喺11月26號就係、是。11月26號就 circulate 嚟咗俾大家係咪啊？定係你26號收到一個 comment 啊？26號就 circulate 嚟咗俾大家，咁咧就收到一個 comment 嘅，咁就係而家大家手頭上見到嘅已經修改咗嘅第27次嘅。
冇錯，我哋係啦，我哋將嗰啲 comment 都 incorporate 咗喺今朝咧，都 send 咗俾 members 咧去睇一個 revised version 噶啦。唔該曬 Charlie。
好，唔該曬 Nelson。咁咧睇下大家仲有冇其他嘅修改啊？如果冇，首先我哋阿 Paul 係咪舉手啊？好啊，好啊，波，請你講啊。
Yes, in the minutes, I've raised a number of questions under 6.1 and 6.2, we didn't discuss it in the further in the meeting. I left the questions for follow-up, but there has been no follow-up yet. So I don't want these questions to drown. So. Can the secretariat respond today? And
excuse me, Paul. Excuse me, Paul.
And note in the
excuse me, Paul.
And they will commit.
Excuse me. I'm afraid I have to interrupt you for a bit because the sound volume is a bit small. We are trying to increase the volume at the moment. Please wait.
Also, I think, Paul. First of all, we are only at the stage of confirming the minutes, not yet matters arising.
Correct.
So are you proposing an amendment? Can you speak up?
No,
we can't hear you well.
No, yes, I am proposing an amendment to the minutes.
I still can't hear.
The minutes do not reflect that I've asked those questions for answering. There has been no answer provided yet. But I've asked for it raises the question, but it has no answer. And it also has no action identified. But I'm waiting for the secretary to follow up. So I think when questions are raised, it should be minuted that there is going to be action.
Sorry, Paul, I must say that, you know, we can't hear you clearly. Also, I'd like you to be... Is it the loudest that we can get?
Okay.
The other thing is, Paul, can you be more specific? So which paragraph are you having comments about?
It's on the
which
paragraph.
Item? Can you refer us to to the paragraph, please?
Yes, it's 6.1.
6.1, right?
And 6.2.
Any other paragraph?
6.2.
Any other?
I've raised questions, and the And I've not been receiving answers in that meeting because it was rushing, and I suggested that it could be followed up in writing, but I've not received any response on these issues.
Oh, so you are not commenting on the contents of the minutes, but you are talking about the post-meeting notes that up to date you haven't received satisfactory reply yet. Am I correct?
Well, the minutes should reflect that the secretariat was supposed to answer, and we haven't received those answers. So one way or another, it needs to be documented and then followed up. If we members raise questions for later follow-up, it should be documented clearly.
Follow-up is the next agenda item anyway. So maybe the secretary would know better what you're talking about. Maybe Nelson can brief us on this.
Okay, thank you, Chair Lady. If I hear it clearly, Mr. Zimmerman, I think you're referring to the email you have sent to us before the meeting. Is that correct?
Yes, I've given
yes,
you the information.
I would like to say that your emails have been well received, and we note that you might be in another meeting, so you cannot speak. But we have already briefed the Chair Lady, and we are considering that the matters you have raised will be discussed in agenda item 3, matters arising. As the Chair Lady has pointed out, the current agenda item is the minutes. So may I pass the time for the Chair Lady for the moment, if you have no other comments, please?
I'd like you to be clear, when we raise questions in the meeting, the minutes should be documenting that those questions are outstanding if you haven't responded them as matters arising. I mean, the matters arise, otherwise I'll have to ask you to answer them in the meeting and hold up the end of the meeting. But we have clear questions and you haven't given the answer yet. And this is already the next meeting and you still haven't given the answer, and the minutes don't reflect that those answers are outstanding.
Sorry, Paul, I would rule that, you know, this is about the minutes. So unless you have comments about the amendments of the minutes, we'll first confirm the minutes, and then the rest will be the matters arising. That you are not happy about the follow-up work, that would still be the matters arising. It's not about the confirmation, the accuracy of the minutes. Yeah, I see members sitting around also agree.
Okay, well,
So please,
the minutes,
then we'll confirm the minutes,
the
okay? And then we'll move on the third.